is the Don and Mike Show.
I called this week for Congress to make sure insurance for poor children expires. As if this weren't irresponsible enough, more than 1 million children could lose health coverage. The proposal congressional leaders are pushing would raise taxes on working Americans and would raise spending by $35 to $50 billion. Right. And their proposal would move millions of children who now have private health insurance into government-run health care. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Even better than a stroke and a poke, the Don and Mike Show.
What the bleep happened here?
Yeah, that's a good question. Mike, stand by with that dildo thing.
Yes, Don.
I'm just teasing. We've got the Dan Snyder interview that we're going to cut open today.
Right.
The little man was interviewed by Comcast. Mm-hmm.
Fresh off a loss yesterday.
We've also got, we've still got the Jerry Lewis tapes we've never listened to.
Hey.
That's true. Okay. I'm not going to even bring up Holly Morris because we played Wheel of Holly on Friday and she was at a circus today.
You know, you played Wheel of Holly, though, really an interesting way on Friday. I like the fact that you didn't know what it was going to land on.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I like it that way.
Also, we have from A&E a documentary that they ran over the weekend about white nationalism.
Huh. Very scary.
Wow. On A&E, huh?
Yeah, on A&E.
Okay. Unusual that they would have that kind of content.
I frankly am surprised.
the Hitler Channel, what, it's
right,
called.
Right. One cut in particular. Now, isn't the History Channel...
Yeah.
The Hitler Channel.
I think the Discovery, A&E, and History can all have a little Hitler on them.
Uh-huh. Anyway, let me see. There's a couple of topics here on this A&E documentary that I know Rob will want to listen to. Yeah. One in particular that's called Happy Birthday Hitler.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Another one called Watching Hitler Tapes. And then the last one, Sorry, I Don't Want to Be a Skinhead, apparently when they're going out recruiting.
Huh. So they reject skinheads.
Yeah, we got those tapes to get to.
Right.
We've also got the Britney Spears rule book from her. Who's the guy? The bodyguard.
The bodyguard. Yes, that's the one who's testifying
against
her, saying she's an unfit mother, and he's massive. This guy is so huge.
These were her rules.
I'll just tell you this real fast. He said these are his quotes. Now he said Britney Spears said, or they said to him, quote, "Don't stink around Britney. Make sure you use cologne and deodorant."
Okay.
You see, this is funny because she stinks herself.
Yeah, you ever see her feet?
Also in his contract, don't sweat in her presence. Oh, so this guy says, when I was around, I was constantly having to wash my face.
Now it's getting Elvis-like.
Make sure you cut your nails.
Elvis.
Use mints so Britney cannot be disgusted by your breath. Do not stare at Britney. Act coy when Britney walks around naked. Do not look at her bottom when she's getting in and out of vehicles.
Oh, God.
Do not eat in front of her. Let me see. She once also made this bodyguard wash a laundry load of her bras. He says, okay, now those are the rules. Then the guy, Tony, the bodyguard, says, she got a lot of nerve making me live up to these rules. Britney Spears has a terrible farting problem.
Oh, God.
Now Britney Spears burps a lot.
Uh-huh.
Britney Spears burps and farts a lot. Britney expected 2 cups of Starbucks coffee every day when she woke up between 1 and 2 p.m.
One hot, one cold, right?
She would want either the hot one, uh-huh, a grande a vanilla latte, or the cold one, a grande mocha frappe.
Little piggy.
She would only have one, but he always had to fetch her both.
Of course. Wow. How about those rules?
Yeah. Pretty great rules.
Interesting. Now, these came from the bodyguard, right? And, of course, the main question, does this guy have some sort of axe to grind? I'd love to get a little corroboration so that we could, we could move on.
Well, we're trying to find out from both. See, the thing is, it's around like both TMZ, and Smoking Gun says,
right,
yes, there is such a document. We've not seen it. We're trying to find it. I think it's the battle now between Smoking Gun and TMZ.
And how about the rule of don't sweat in front of her?
Yeah.
Don't look, you know, that's like a biological function nobody can really control.
Don't look at my butt.
Wow.
Don't stink around Britney.
And she walks around naked, right? And they're not supposed to look at her.
Act coy when she walks around naked.
I could do that.
And when she gets in out of a vehicle, don't stare at her ass. Well, what if she's not wearing underpants?
Right.
What about the vagina?
Very, very strange stuff.
So those are the Britney rules. Now, Mike.
Yes,
Mike.
Leave Britney Spears alone
right
now.
Hi, Chris, with the development deal.
Leave Britney alone.
Load.
So your girlfriend, girlfriend went to a dildo party.
Talked about that on Friday, and she came back on Friday night and came bearing gifts. You know, showed me what she had, which I was not enthusiastic about, and showed me what she had for me, which I immediately was enthusiastic
about.
Okay,
what did she get you at the dildo party?
All right, I haven't tried this yet, so I don't even know how to describe it. But what it is I mean, I don't know how to describe what it does. I can describe to you what it looks like. It is a, you know those wacky wall walkers that Ken Hakuta had?
Sure.
All right. Picture like a couple of those on in the same kind of plastic. The same kind of that's the material, really,
rubbery.
That it is. It's a rubbery kind of plastic.
It's a rubbery that sticks to the wall.
And I'm going to draw you a picture, okay?
Oh,
and then it's a ring, okay?
A ring like you put on your hand.
No, it's a ring like you put on your phone.
A C-ring.
Yeah, it's like a C-ring. It's designed to go around. So it's the ring.
I just say already.
Here, and then,
I
and
already
then
don't like this.
It's got the two things.
I already don't like it. It's like you're already admitting that that your D is not enough.
And then... No, it's a little fun. It's a little fun in the boudoir.
Steak is good. Steak with blue cheese.
So on either side of the ring, Don, it's got this little piece of plastic that also wraps around a silver vibrating bullet. All right? So it's got a silver vibrating bullet. I hesitate. I wish you'd share a little of my joy on this instead of looking at me with that disgusted face.
Well, I'm looking at you.
I mean, I think this is really going to be exciting.
I'm looking at you draw this thing, and I can't imagine you putting this on your genitals.
Well, count on it.
So it's got like plastic things that clamp onto you.
What it is it's got the ring, and then it's attached to the ring is the rubber little. Is the rubber little strip.
May I see your drawing?
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right,
so hold on.
Nice drawing.
Which part of this is your thing? This?
No, the thing comes up through the middle.
He didn't draw his thing. He just drew the device.
I didn't draw my thing. Oh, let me draw my thing.
Okay. Yeah, and so he knows how it goes.
Do you need a magic marker?
All right. Here we go. This is pretty accurate as far as the size, and I'll try to keep this
the size of the device, okay.
Mm-hmm. So no exaggerating.
Come on.
What are you doing? He's going to need another piece of paper.
There. I won't be able to use it.
So do you wrap it around like a Band-Aid?
You jam it into there.
Uh-huh. Hold on. You jam it into where?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't fancy myself as like Peter North, but I'm also not... small. I mean, I'm average. I'd like to think maybe a little above average.
What do you jam where?
You put it in there.
Okay, so you
and
put
it's
your...
like a little. It's like think of an elastic band.
Okay,
it's like a little band.
So you've got like these little things hanging
now,
off.
Now here's
each,
the deal:
when you've got it on your thing,
right?
You've got little squiggly things hanging off each side.
It's a lot closer. So I should bring these in. It's more like this, and then it's more like. And I think that the tickly things are for her.
The plastic things? Oh, you know what they are like? They're like plastic dingleberries, right?
Close enough. And I think that it's not for me, but I think it can be for me.
Yes, I think for everybody involved.
These things can go anywhere, mm-hmm. but the whole device is secured by your thing.
By your penis.
It's a band.
That's really what it is designed for.
Where do batteries...
I don't even know. Here's the.
Where do batteries come into play in this thing, Mike?
There's a cord
connected to the bullet.
There's a cord that goes to a white little
remote
control with a dial like a transistor radio dial where you would increase the intensity.
Uh-huh.
And then we tried it last night, and when you turn it on, these little feather things, these little rubber feathers go
sure.
like that. And so
it's so in essence what you've got is you're putting a vibrator on your thing,
which will offer me vibration and I think your partner vibration also.
Can you find this on the internet, Buzz? Can you find this product on the internet?
Well, there are lots of versions of it.
I don't know the name of the company.
Show a picture if you can, please.
I don't
Buzz.
Know the name All of right. the company that that made it, but I, you know, I it was not. I certainly, you know, even though I joke about it, I certainly was not counting on something, you know, manlike for me. I was really thinking, and I didn't want that fake body part thing that you see in the back of magazines.
Is it
so? This was a very, very interesting device that I would be more than willing to experiment with.
Would you recognize the name if you heard it? The maker?
Because you know what? Rob, you know this. It's one of these parties they have. It's
right.
Like Tupperware, but it's the
Pampered Chef.
A Pampered Chef, but it's like the Pampered Lover. Or something.
So in other words,
it's one of those
what this is it's a ring that it goes around your thing, and on each side it has. Plastic
bullet. It's got a metal bullet vibrator. You know, you've seen those bullet vibrators, and then wrapped around that are little like almost French tickler type things.
Well, how are you supposed to?
Okay. I don't know. I'm gonna try it.
I'm not gonna be graphic. How are you supposed to get all that inside where it's supposed to go?
It doesn't go
inside. It doesn't go inside.
It doesn't go inside. It's always not inside.
Not inside you.
No, I don't
I'm talking
think
about
it goes inside.
Mike, here's what I'm saying.
What about the vagina?
That's sort of...
This is not... I can't find the exact one. There are thousands of these things.
That's kind of what it looks like, Don.
This is the...
But not exactly. Not really exactly.
It's something along this line, only it's got the things.
But it's on both sides.
You see, and you go through here, and then this is here for everybody involved.
Okay, so that when you are... Okay. When you are...
Don't be offended.
Yeah.
Why do you guys need this?
She went to a party and bought it as a lark.
Nobody needs
it. It's not needed at all. Just, she went to the party for fun.
Extra fun.
And brought that home, and Daddy thinks it's fun, too.
You know what it is that brings you fun? That thing that God gave you. Right?
Exactly, but this, you know what? Hey, I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
You know? You are like the head of the Pilgrim City.
I would be insulted.
What? No, I'm not insulted.
I said I would. I'm not you. I would.
It's something that, you know what? I believe in that kind of experimentation. I think that is fun.
Amen.
I also think that there is about a 70 to 80% chance that I probably won't like it. Because those things, you know, those things don't look like they would.
I think there's 100% chance that I'd like to see you attempting to put it on.
Well, and there's a 120% chance you're not going to see that. But I will know, I'll tell you something, I will know how it works by tomorrow.
Or how it doesn't.
I will know how it works, because it does seem to me to be a little more elaborate than the one Buzz saw.
Yeah, now here's one a little more elaborate, but it still doesn't have the feathers you spoke of. But this one has two bullets in a ring.
That's what mine is like without the feathers. There it is.
Imagine what it must be like for those of us who can satisfy women with simply skin.
I'm going to ignore you said that.
Yeah,
I am
too.
Really going to ignore you said that, because I am very, very happy in that department, and I am also very skilled in that department. No complaints.
Zero. I am simply being devil's advocate with you.
Yes, I understand.
Then why would she bring this home?
Because she was invited to the party, and I said to her specifically when she left, I said, bring something home for me. That's what I said. If they have stuff for men, bring something home for me. And she did. That's exactly what it was.
Well, I really don't understand. I mean, I see from what Buzz has.
This is fun.
The internet.
This falls into the category of fun. That's all it is. It's fun. And also, it's been my experience with things like that. You know, you break them out one time and then they're never used.
Hear me out on this. I bet you agree with me on this. If you were to go to DirecTV and buy porno and you happened on a porno where a guy was using something like that, would you turn it off right away?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's kind of where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I understand that. Now I understand that totally. Yeah. Probably grossed me out a little bit. Maybe not, though.
That's why I'm saying I don't want to sound 100% homo, but I think it would be funny to watch you.
I watched
sitting there aroused, trying to get that thing hooked up.
And I think that I think you're supposed to do that after that too.
I'm aroused and confused.
I think you use that product when you are ready. You know, you're already in that state.
Oh no, no, that's
the way I think it's supposed to
work.
Right.
You'd have to be. Uh-huh. You'd have to,
because otherwise you might be run into a little trouble.
Right.
Can't put a condom on as soon as you get out of the swimming pool.
But I mean, we had the kids this weekend, and it was something that I didn't want to.
Sure.
The kids are
good parenting, Brittany.
Yeah.
That you had your girls over and you didn't bring this out.
Yeah.
You didn't bring this out.
But I did do the drugs and walk around naked, and my bodyguard was not able to was not allowed to sweat in front of me.
Did
either.
You want a hot one or a cold one?
Hello.
In the morning,
the Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, baby.
Hi there. What's up?
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Hi there.
I just wanted to say, As far as your C-ring or that monstrosity that you're describing?
Why do you call it a monstrosity?
Yeah. Well, you describe all these gadgets, and anytime you need to draw a picture, there's way too much going on there.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also, I'm maybe making it sound more complicated than it
really
is. Well,
no, when Buzz looked it up on the internet, it really almost looks like, in part, like a jetpack. Like miniature jetpack you put on a G.I. Joe guy.
And that's not as elaborate as mine.
Women love toys, so anytime you bring toys in the bedroom, they're going to enjoy it no matter what.
Not if they're made in China.
Oh, that's right, lead paint. Ooh, I better check for that.
Yeah.
Why did you call it a monstrosity then, ma'am?
She's gone.
She's gone like the wind.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
It was wishful thinking on
her. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, you should definitely check out The Matador. It's even better than that, man.
Wait a minute. Now,
Matador.
No, here's the deal. Suddenly, this is something that I'm pursuing.
Hey, Mike, check out The Matador.
This is, I don't, you know, the last time I had any real dealings with something like that, our old producer wedged one in the front of my car as a practical
joke. This entire concept to me seems like shooting pool with a rope.
Oh, dear.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying.
You've got the cue stick.
You know what? It's something a little different. That, you know, hey, she was invited to the party. She went to the party, and that was it. So it should be interesting.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio gods.
Hi there. What's up?
What's going on? To see it is one thing, but to use it is another. And that's all I got to say.
Yeah, that's all I got to say. Yeah. All
speaking
right.
From experience.
Yeah. So you've used it, sir.
He's gone. Oh, he's gone too. Buzz, have
I don't
you
like this hit and run crap?
Buzz, have you used the device?
Yes, one very similar to it, of course, not the same device.
How was it?
It was okay.
That's it. They're all supposed to be just.
I honestly think that with this particular product, it's actually better for the woman than it is for the guy. When they first came out in 1953.
Now I might be with you then.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you, it's going on and then coming off very quickly if there's not anything for me.
For daddy, yeah. Sure.
I don't want to be selfish, but I'm not going to, you know, really, because really now that he just said
Can
that.
You imagine
it's
that?
The first time that I haven't been the advocate for it. You know what it says? When he says that now, you know what I'm thinking now? Mm-hmm. Getting in the way.
No.
Getting in the way.
No, it doesn't do that. No, it doesn't do that. That won't be a problem.
What if you just left it on and you were alone?
And you turn it around, maybe.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. I'm pretty sure the name of that thing is the Rabbit.
The Rabbit?
That ring a bell? From the slumber party.
That's more likely the thing that Carla got was probably, that's probably the product name.
The Rabbit?
That.
The Rabbit.
Yeah.
Rabbit. Very popular. I don't know. Don't know. I'll try to get the name for it.
Made famous on Sex and the City.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I think that thing works as a whole house antenna, too.
Good memory, sir. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Try it.
Hello. Hello.
Super antenna.
Oh, come on. Get out of here. You got to say something.
Or super TV.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio Rods.
Hi there.
I believe Trojan has a very simplistic form of this device out, if I'm not mistaken.
Thank you, Doctor.
I'm sure you're not.
Thank you for weighing in. It's Mr. Masters or Mr. Johnson here.
We have every boner expert in the world calling right now.
Hey, I believe it's your Trojan company that has a similar device here, Donnie.
They sell vibrating condoms.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Now, that's interesting.
Check hey, guys.
Hi there. What's up?
Hey, Mike, is that thing blue?
No.
I have what you have. And I'll tell you what,
You have it, if you have it, everybody's getting it.
My ex-girlfriend gave it to me, and I used it, and it was awful. There were wires everywhere. And then and I don't know what to do with it when you're done with it. Like, do you wash it?
It's got a cleaning solution.
Okay, well, don't use it.
But I also don't think it's going to get messy.
No.
You don't
it's not going to.
You don't think it's going to. Look like someone left some sugar.
Dried sugar. Somebody spilled maple syrup on it.
A slice of carrot cake?
It's not a slice of carrot cake. No. You just ruined it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Why did I?
It's carrot cake.
Hello. Carrot cake.
Come on. Are you there?
Both great.
And
bye.
We have sold at Zero Things Said. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I like to smear carrot cake all over my glorious naked body.
Hello, you are on the air.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello, hey, we still busting on Brittany?
Well, if you'd like to, go ahead, my friend. Right now we're busting on Mike. But we'll bust on Brittany.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
No. I bet he is no stranger to the item you're talking about.
Who, K-Fed?
No.
Chris.
The guy who's getting the developmental.
Chris. Leave Britney alone.
Probably every type of, you know, little assistance that one can get. But he's all messed up that way. He's all mixed up. You know, he's confused about his gender.
Aren't you? You're not.
No. What? Now you're turning it on. Now, first of all, if we're keeping track, okay, this is the little toy that was brought home that I think it means I'm secure with my relationship, that I don't mind. Then suddenly you turn it into first. This is phase one of your little plot.
No, your little plan. Listen, I'll say my piece.
You say I can't satisfy my woman. No, that's why. And now you're turning me gay because
I'll say
I have
piece,
this.
And I'll be done with it. You're not gay. But.
I'm gonna put the bullet somewhere and bring it in tomorrow. And say, here, touch it. Feel it.
Oh.
Feel it. Go ahead. What's the matter with that? Ah, feel strange? Now, what were you saying? I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Probably something that would get you mad.
No, really it won't.
It will.
This whole discussion won't get me mad.
Okay. Then I would look at it suspiciously. Based on the events of last week.
Yeah, okay.
Then all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
See,
that's not getting me mad, but let's bury that. Okay, please.
Okay.
Let's bury that.
Let's be put back in the trash.
Let's bury that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, I just wanted to talk to Mike about his new toy.
Yes. Is this a fifth grade teacher? What's going on? Yes, go ahead. Yes, what can I do for you?
Well, it's not going to do anything for you, but if you use...
Can I ask you a question? I have to, and I don't want to insult you.
Uh-huh.
It's the last thing I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But are you attractive?
Of course.
Are you svelte and... Because your voice sounds like a Regis Philbin studio audience member.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know.
Isn't it?
You almost sound Gladys Kravitz-like.
Oh, that's awful.
All right, but go ahead.
Oh, I saw Endora passed away. Not Endora. Who's Esmeralda. Alice Ghostly. Esmeralda passed away.
Yeah. We'll have a moment of silence for her, too.
Safe trip.
Safe home.
She was electrocuted by a toy.
By a sex toy.
All right, what are you going to say about the sex toy?
I
heard her feelings.
Yeah. It's 20 after the hour. She needed her eclair.
She's gone. Jesus. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.